Hell yeah. What's your name?
I'm Robert. I'm the owner.
Andrew, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Here's my card.
I do not have a card yet.
Don't worry about it.
Cool. Can I take a picture of your logo and stuff
please
too?
Please do. Yeah. My son actually created the logo.
And actually, so I'm on fire right now. I went through kind of like a pretty hefty life experience recently. So
you're on the rebounding end of it, huh?
Yeah, good. But I feel good. I started a podcast. I was actually wondering if and this is just like a freestyle experiment kind of thing. But are you okay if I record conversations for whatever?
Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. Awesome. Remind me of your name.
My name is Robert.
Robert. Cool. Yeah. It's an active right
okay,
now
no
as
problem,
well.
No problem.
But yeah. So let me show you my logo. And part of this podcast thing is I'm ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah.
And they said that you might, I mean, just off of this Forbes article that I just read, I just aired my first episode today.
Good
That's
for you.
The entrepreneur superpower. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, you know,
it's always exciting when your first one drops.
It's nice, man. So it's exciting.
We do multimedia. So, you know, we create videos and we're actually banking podcasts right now so that when the season ends
we'll get ourselves positioned
we'll get to start them up and
sick, you know, crazy story. So okay, so you know Bumble, the dating app,
so
I was just on there and I'm just typically just busy in my own head, you know, whatever,
right.
So but this one girl caught my eye and she's awesome, she's tough, she's an HR executive for a multi-billion-dollar company in Seattle. She's done. I'm like, okay, well, way out of my league. I ended up getting great.
We always do that.
Right? No, she's cool. But maybe it's vice versa. You never know.
Right, right.
Just kidding. But no. So so the Bumble. She does. She's an HR executive. So on our date, whatever, I was like, yo, what's your passion? She literally just started up a company. A business incubating company too, and where then she finds media guys, and she found the guy that that did my logo.
That's a cool logo. I like that.
And they did it exactly how exactly how I wanted it.
Right.
I didn't have to fight about it.
See, that'll catch the eye too from a distance.
Yeah,
you want to be able to any logo that you put on your vehicle. You want it to be seen three car lengths or more back.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why we did this.
Yeah. Sick. So,
take a look.
So my dad, he's actually the best auto classics car restorer in the country as of 2015, awarded by General Motors at SEMA in Las Vegas.
Nice.
I should have done that, but I basically just want this thing to be that matte green.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to obviously, I just let you know, at the end result, I'm trying to get this into like a miniature Baja setup trophy truck with the logo right there with the yellow on the green backdrop.
That's funny because my first business was in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
Everybody had the Baja trucks.
Sick.
Everybody had them. They were everywhere. I mean, businesses had them.
Like that color.
Like that. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Course. With the yellow.
The British Racing green. Yep. You gotta watch this though. This thing right here is a pain in the butt to cover.
Yeah.
The transition between them. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. That's just a that right there. That's a placeholder for this year. We're getting the whole truck wrapped nose to tail.
Sit.
And it's gonna be just the bees gonna be all over the whole from the hood all the way up the top of the truck. And
sick.
It's gonna be the truck for 4 days, and I can't give it to 4 days. This is the first day off I've taken in 6 months. So.
Dude, you know, sorry, now my mind's just rolling. I've been trying to implement, you know, so obviously you're not the first, pest control, company out there. No big company ever, gets, or sometimes, but it's rare that they invent something that's, they're already into a good market and then they, you know what I mean?
I did.
Yeah.
I invented a product.
Did you?
I invented a...
Good for you. I eat my own words.
I got tired. I've been doing this for 31 years.
Yeah.
I got tired of telling people there was nothing that could be done to prevent wasps and hornets.
Right.
So I invented a, not a trap, traps don't do shit. I invented a bait station that the wasps and hornets are attracted to, and they, because they're communal feeders.
Specific to the breed, or to the species too?
Just wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets. That's okay. It. No, not honeybees or anything. That's okay. Beneficial.
Hey, cool.
The meat eaters, right?
Yeah.
So they take it back to the nest, feed it to the rest of the nest, wipes out the nest, sick. No matter where the nest is. So it prevents nesting on your property or your home.
Dude, you should push that tough with the murder hornets.
Yeah. Well, murder hornets.
They've been around.
That's so sensational. Well, not here. They're new here.
I've seen wood wasps 10, 15 years ago this big.
They've been in Asia for decades. Yeah. So
they're just trying to get our minds off of the
COVID. That's exactly what it does.
Because everybody's figuring it out.
They just want to get their minds off of it. And now it's the gypsy moth is back. You know, gypsy moth's been here for years. Why is that making the news?
Hey, that moth is kind of cute, though.
It's kind of cute, though. It's kind of fuzzy, and you have the little worm, man. It's adorable. It makes a satisfying crunch when you step on it. I mean, it's great. But so I invented that. It took me 10 years. It took me years to get, you know, government approval and all that stuff. And it's one of our best-selling products.
Dude, sick. Good for you, man.
Yeah. So I invented a way to successfully kill bed bugs several years ago, and I teach pest control. You know, I don't just do it. I'm a certified instructor.
So you're competing with Guardian Roofing's pest control thing that they rolled out then?
I had no idea Guardian Roofing even had pest control.
Oh yeah, they just started. They've been throwing millions of dollars into advertising, and hey, it's right here. You know what I mean?
I had no idea.
But no, they're cool. Their operation, for the most part, I agree with. I would do things a little bit differently, but then who am I? You know? But I've learned a lot from really everybody I've worked for, and I don't know. I figured that maybe you know. Something comes up, maybe I want to get a jar of local honey, raw organic local honey to each customer, but I don't really have much in the way of...
Yeah, I work with a beekeeper.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who?
His name is Justin Lieberman. He's a full-time sheriff's deputy, but he does beekeeping on the side.
Perfect.
So if I get a honeybee nest that needs to be removed, he comes in and takes it out for nothing. Doesn't charge his client anything. And then he takes it back and raises it and relocates it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the three of us could collaborate and make something bigger.
Good. I'm constantly having to find roofers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't even go on a roof. I'm not allowed to.
Why?
We're not allowed to.
Insurance?
Our insurance in OSHA. Too many falls. So they won't let us. You notice when you see bug trucks,
dude,
now,
I'm trying to do classes on everything.
You'll notice a general lack of extension ladders on our trucks now because we're not allowed to use them. We can only go up 6 feet. We can't go into unfinished attics anymore.
What if you guys have an OSHA, your OSHA 10? Do you have your OSHA 10?
No, we're not allowed to. We're not.
What? Oh, my heart.
So everything I do is from the ground. I've got, you know, 40-foot poles where I can get up and get stuff from the ground level for the most part. Attics, unless the attic is finished with a floor, can't go into it. Yeah. If we fall through, they won't let us.
Damn it.
I know. The restrictions are just, we're one of the most heavily restricted industries on the planet.
Hey, all in the name of safety, though, right?
Safety third, right?
Yeah, safety third. especially with what's going on, I'm trying to finally do it right, you know? Through whatever struggles.
Get a hold of me. You got my number. Get a hold of me.
Absolutely.
That's the office number there. And also, on here there should be, that's my direct email.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, workabeesriffing@gmail.com. I lucked out. The domain's there.
See, you lucked out, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
Us too. I couldn't believe no one else had it, right?
Right.
I go to get the license plate. Beeline. Nobody had it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
God.
This is all just fitting in. This is, we were, until this year, we were Rural Pest Solutions Northwest.
Okay.
All right. Because I specialize in rural areas.
Yeah.
And we started getting calls throughout Bellevue, Seattle, you know, all over the state.
Right.
So we figured, well, if we're going to expand, we might as well change our name. So we went to Beeline this year in April.
And you're the owner?
Oh, not April. In February, yeah.
Cool. How long... What was the name of the last one?
Rural Pest Solutions Northwest.
Okay, when did you start that?
5 years ago.
5 years ago? Cool. What did you do before that?
I owned Beeline Pest Services in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I retired from that. I actually sold the business, retired.
Cool.
Moved out here, moved back to Washington. We realized you can't get good pest control in the rural areas, so I started rural.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, out here. And it's, dude, they're going to be blowing up. Dude,
yeah,
they're clearing land like crazy over there. Yeah. That, and I think maybe DuPont might be blowing up.
Everything is moving further south, right? So because the name didn't make sense, we just, you know, same company, just different name.
Why are you excited for what you're doing and what drives you?
Oh, I love this. I absolutely love doing this.
Are you in love with the process or the goal?
Both. I'm in love with the science behind it. I love the look on a customer's face who calls me out of frustration because they're at their wits' end. They've tried absolutely everything on the shelf, the store, and nothing's working, and it's getting worse. And I go in there, and within a few weeks, it's gone. You know, the pest problem is solved. And I love that look on their face, that satisfaction.
Yeah, especially if they're deathly afraid of spiders.
Yeah, I am too. Dude, I am. I'm an arachnophobe, I'll admit it, you know?
I'd bring a Colt 45 with me if I ever had to go.
Yeah. I like killing them, right?
Right.
We do big animals. I relocate the animals. Yeah. We don't do kill, so.
Like bears?
No. That's wildlife. Oh. Raccoons, coyotes.
Oh, yeah, the annoying.
Yeah, possums. Porcupine, skunks, you know, we do that.
Skunks are kind of cool,
but
they just stink.
But I'll tell you what, in doing this,
so I'll tell you right now, real quick, if we end up collaborating and whatnot, the only thing I can bring to the table is ideas. I don't have cash.
I actually just found out my stimulus check came, but
who does anymore,
right? No, but I'm definitely willing. Dude, the last 6 months, the last year, I've been throwing every dollar into keeping the company afloat and buying tools and whatnot. So I have no problem keep doing that because I've been doing it myself. And I know a team of three, fuck it.
Get in there and crush it. Oh, here it is. See that?
Oh, you have one. Or is that yours?
Two baby possums, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
you adopted them.
Mama was dead, so we raised them up, and they adopted us. They didn't want to leave.
Cool.
I tried getting rid of them and, you know, setting them free. They wouldn't.
How long ago?
They're 2 years now.
This is
just
right.
Like having a cat.
This is what I got.
They're just like having a cat. Hi. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Hi. Hi.
That's Jess.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, you didn't see the puppies?
I didn't see the puppies. No.
Jess, come. Here's one in the back. I'm going to open this guy. Oh.
They're escaping. They're pouring out of here.
Come on, Jess. Jess, get up there now. Get up there.
Oh, look at you, caramel. Hi. Yes.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, time's burning.
Yeah, get a hold of me, man. All right. We can come up with something.
Yeah. Hey, right. Where are you? Are you?
I'm here in Yelm.
Okay. Yep. I'm in Tacoma, but I'm driving back and forth. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm all over. My service area is from Blaine, Washington, to the border, down to Salem, Oregon.
Sick.
So I'm everywhere. Cool. I was supposed to bring three guys on this year.
Yeah?
I got three trucks all ready to go. Can't. They won't let me.
You know what we could do, too, is we could get together. I'm proficient in sales. I sold Kirby vacuum cleaners door to door. If I knocked on three doors, I'm getting into one, and I'm selling a $3,500 vacuum.
See?
But
you need that motivation.
I don't know. Something between then and now, I was at a lull, but it'd be cool to implement a sales task force training, you know, for whatever, you know what I mean?
Every year we used to hire college kids, bring them in, house them, give them an apartment,
and
send them out and do door sales all day long. Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck.
Yeah,
dude, for real.
Yo, you know some of the best salespeople? Get them out of the Mormon schools.
Hey, I'm gonna cut this. It's not live, but.